This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
So you're 20...
22.
22.
I always say that I'm 18 and I think I can get away with it.
Do you get away from it?
I do get away with it because, I don't know, it's just the way I hold myself, I guess.
Do you have interests or hobbies?
Well, I'm a black belt in karate.
Oh.
So I teach karate.
So I can't piss you off?
No. Oh, well, you know, I just... It's about, like, more so defending myself, you know. You're sure you can... I'll probably get pissed off at a lot of people, but, you know. I don't care how angry I get, I'm going to hit somebody, you know. I mean, like, growing up, you know, not a very good... Oh, this, it's just weird. Like, sorry. Like, growing up would be like, you know, Dad wasn't so appreciative of what I, who I am, and, you know, like, probably, like, you know, like, knock you around a bit, and, you know, which is kind of, you know, I think is quite common in New Zealand culture, I think, so, yeah.
So, what is your original sex?
Male.
Male? And what is...
Just the way I sound.
Yeah. And what is your gender identity?
Male.
Male. And what is your culture identity?
Māori.
And what is...
Māori
And what is your sexuality?
Gay.
Flamboyantly gay.
Flamboyantly gay. Absolutely.
Which answers my next question. How do you express yourself?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you, masculine, feminine,
okay.
Transvestite?
Well, it's just so funny because, like, you know, I think, like, I always liked boys. Like, I've always, like, kind of liked boys, but I like kind of like girls, but not as much as girls. But then it wasn't until I got a little bit older that I kind of actually, like, you know, it's like a mental thing. Like, you wake up and you're like, hi, I'm gay. And that's just how it is, you know. And, like, that's kind of what happened to me. Like, it was kind of like you just wake up and I was like, oh, I'm gay. You know, you just kind of, like, this full sense of mental realization that this is who I am and this is what I'm going to be. So,
yeah,
so that was pretty cool.
When did you realize?
I think, like, I'm 22 now, but I think I realized, like, when I was, like, 20 or something, like, actually realized that, whoa, you know, like, I'm actually, like, gay, but I didn't really think about it when I was... like 18, 19. So yeah, I didn't really think about it then, but like now that I'm more of an adult and, you know, going out to clubs and stuff and, you know, just scanning the room and what you're into, it's like there'll be a girl and there'll be a guy, and my eyes go straight to the guy first. You know, so yeah.
So when you're in high school, you didn't think about it?
No, I didn't really think about it as such. Like, I didn't even actually realise it then. I was just, yeah, but guys and girls would be like, ah, you're gay, you're like, rah, rah, rah. And I was like,
No, I'm just flamboyant.
Yeah, that's the one. I was just like...
Metro.
Yeah, I'm just, as you say, metro, totally. So, yeah.
Until you became much older and you started having the attractions to...
Yeah, and you realise, like, you just wake up out of bed one day and you're like, oh my god, I like boys. You know, it's pretty funny.
Can you try and make a deep voice?
Oh, I do this one all the time. Hey guys, what's up? My name's Jamie. Oh my god, it's so funny, eh?
Yeah, but I think you can still pass away as a gay male from there.
Yeah, totally. But like, it's so funny because I'll be on the phone and they'll be like, who is this? Is this Jamie? I'll be like, oh god, it's me. They'll be like, oh my god. So, you know, it's pretty funny. I do that to some of the customers at work as well, and they're like, oh my god, who was that? You know, they're like, who is that here? And I was like, it was me. It was just me in this voice.
That's completely different.
Right. I mean, this is like my... And then they were like, oh, is that your natural voice? And I was like, no. That's just my man voice. It's a crack up. Everyone gets cracked up every time they hear it. Because they're like, oh... Well, that didn't even sound like you. I was like, no, right.
So, are you out?
Oh, totally out. I also used to wear, like, a lot of makeup. I mean, I still do wear a lot of makeup, like the eyes and the mascaras and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, so, yeah, I've been out for, like, a couple of years now, like...
Ever since you realised.
But because I work in such a... I think working in such a job, like, I have to be equipped to deal with, you know, not just kind of the other people, but I have to be dealing with, like, customers as well, like, their people. So I realised that, like, even though I'm gay, I think the job has helped me to adapt, to be, like, have a more of a tough exterior, kind of look after myself kind of type, you know. So, yeah.
So how does it affect your work being openly gay?
I just tell it how it is. Like, I know, just like, forgive me for being so cruel, but I just don't really give a shit. Like, give a fuck what people think. Did you pause that?
No.
Oh, it's so funny.
You're allowed to say whatever you like.
Oh, I love it. You know, so I just tell them, like, I just don't give a shit. You know, if you don't like it, then maybe you shouldn't work here then. You know, so I'm not going anywhere. So I think I've even changed some people's perspective just by working with me. Like, I remember, like, a couple of years ago, and even, like, still today, like, some of the workers are like, oh, my God, he's so gay, rah, rah, rah. Oh, my God. And then they'll work with me, and they'll realise that I'm not actually, like a bad person. You know, or I'm not even into you. Like, how, you know, don't even flatter yourself to even think that I think that you're so hot that I'm going to, you know, go there with you. So it's pretty cool.
So the customers have they been all right with it? Or do you do the tours at all?
Yeah, all the time. Right. I'm always up there. And, yeah, they don't care. Because I'm going to be so conservative, like, when they see me doing that kind of thing, they're like, oh, my God, more power to him, and all that kind of stuff, you know? So it's like, yeah, because Wanganui is just so conservative.
A lot of people are saying that Wanganui is very conservative.
It is. It really is. I mean, you don't, you know, just in terms of being, like, even, like, being different, like, people who are, like, you know, like, bogans or something, or people who have bright coloured dreadlocks, or, you know, anything that's different from the normality of the city is just, you know, they look at it as if it's a taboo kind of thing, you know. But, like, whereas in, like, Wellington or Auckland or Palmerston even, it's quite acceptable to, I don't know, walk around and do that kind of thing, you know, or hold hands with a guy or a girl, you know. So, yeah.
So,
Oh my God, that lighting is really bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Is that been, like, hurting your eyes all afternoon?
It's, I guess, that must be, like, 100 watts or something like that. Have you been in a relationship before?
I have, and, like it's not even long, but, I mean, it's, like, I don't know, 6-8 months.
Is that your only relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm thinking that that's just because, like, I'm in Wanganui, and, like, if I had went to Auckland or Wellington, I'd have a boy straight away, or a string of boys, I think, you know. So, that's why it's been pretty hard to get boyfriends in this town. And also because they're, like, assholes in this town. And, you know, they're not very nice to look at. So, like, I want a man that's, like, really strong and tough and, you know, maybe not for you. You're just... What's your type?
Oh, I can't say that in this interview.
Really? Oh, my God, okay. So, yeah, that's...
Have you had, with your relationship, yeah, have you dated anyone else? Been on a date with anyone else?
Yeah, only one guy, though. It's pretty awkward, because, you know, we just don't know, like, there's this thing, like, even in straight relationships, they don't know what they're doing, you know, they're quite nervous, so I think it's kind of, going on like a first date or a date of any kind is kind of a bit. It's universal. Eh?
Do you take it to McDonald's?
He's like, we're going to McDonald's for our dad. I'm like, fuck no. Let's go to Burger King. He's like, it would be funny if I worked at McDonald's and he worked at Burger King.
Love at first sight.
It's like, okay, compromise. Let's go to KFC.
Say it. It's like Romeo and Juliet.
I can be
Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve. So you're Arthur or Martha? I love it. Okay.
How do you meet other people in the community?
Well, I've kind of made up my mind, because I know that it's Whanganui and I'm not going to be here for, like, much longer. Maybe, like, another, I don't know, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, saving up to, like...
to get away from this hellhole!
Mm.
So, you know...
Where are you going to go?
Wellington.
Wellington.
Totally.
Politics!
I love it.
You know, in Parliament, they have a rainbow room.
What's a rainbow room in regards to, in that context?
Well, it's a rainbow room that is for people who are gay or not queer or queer friendly to go to and hang out.
Really?
Yeah, like
Parliament.
Yeah. Well, generally the rainbow youth.
Building.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Generally, it was for the rainbow room is for like schools, you know, for school queer groups.
Yeah.
Where the gay people, queer people can hang out, but they have one in the Parliament.
Oh my God! I think that's so great. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think.
A few months ago, so.
Oh my God, I so want to go.
Oh, I'm going, I think I'm going in a couple months anyway, so.
Oh my God, you have to like, it's
take pictures.
Take pictures. I mean, I think it's so great. I've never heard of a
rainbow room before.
A rainbow room, let alone in a, like, a parliamentary building.
Mm.
Yeah. Someone died.
What is your definition of virginity?
Virginity?
Yes.
I don't know, like, that's a weird one.
First thing...
Oh, my first, are you asking about my first
No, what is your definition, so, how do you define virginity?
I don't know, like, maybe the first time you do it with someone?
Hmm.
I think the first time you do it with someone, and you have your virginity, yeah, I think it's always... You can always remember it. Do you remember yours?
Yeah.
Totally. everyone can remember their first time or when they lost their virginity, so...
Yeah, unless you're very drunk that night.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Because you can't remember.
Sober.
Oh, yeah, and plus, if you can't remember your first time, then are you sure it even happened?
Absolutely, of course.
So have you experienced or gotten any abusive behaviour because of your sexuality?
Sure I have. Like, like when I was like a kid growing up, going to a Māori school, like a Māori oriented school, it was like, you know, it was pretty horrible there, because you know you got like all these Māori boys there and they're like, what the fuck are you doing, and they're like, you know, you shouldn't act like that, you know. But I think, like, again, my job comes into play with that, because I, you know, deal with people like that all day. But instead of my sexuality, it's burgers or something. they had a fry missing from their order, and you know, like, I think it kind of
a fry.
Oh, you know, like, fries. Like...
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had a bunch of fries, and they had a bunch of fries, and they had one fry missing. How dare you!
How dare you! So, yeah. But now I just really don't care, because, I mean, there's this new confidence that I've found now, that because I'm, like, I'm leaving this town to go to a better, more accepting town, you know. But at the same time, I don't want to leave. I just want to push this in their face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to, like, here I am. Be like, yeah. And, like, shove that in their face. And that just, you know. So, yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So, thank you for the interview.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to meet you.